are dark clouds forming over the Singapore property market. Most recently, some of you might have noticed my views have turned more cautious. It's not because I enjoy being bearish, but it's because what I'm seeing on the ground is very worrying. Even if most people out there still believe the property market will always go up. Well, everyone has their own opinion, and today I want to share mine. Here, let me break down three observations on why I feel the current property market may not be sustainable. If you have been following GRS standard lately, you will see a pattern. Either developers are increasingly bullish, or they make very optimistic assumptions. And honestly, who can really blame them? Units are selling fast, profit look increasingly healthy, and sentiment has been very, very strong. But here, the real concern. Record land prices today mean record selling price going forward. Let me give you a few examples. Chanchura Close mixed use site could launch close to 2,003 to 2,500 per square feet in 2027, based on the 25% profit margin. Yes, in the issue itself, 2,003 to 2,005. Can it be the next North Park residence? Not too far away, a new EC site in Sabawang may push close to 1,008 per square feet and above, and is nowhere near an MRT station. For Dorset Road near Little India, potentially selling price at 2,008 to 3,000 per square feet. Wow, that looks super impressive. Sorry, I'm not a commando, I'm only a corporal in NS. As for Telok Blangah, around 3,000 per square feet. This means Reflection and Corals look very, very cheap today. Then what about Upper Thomson? Roughly 2,005 to 2,600 per square feet. And let's not forget Thomson View on Block Site 2. Could it be fetching close to 3,000 per square feet? At this level, unit size will get even smaller and smaller. And sooner or later, buyers will start to question themselves. Why not buy a resale condo for its space? Why not consider freehold landed for long-term value? Meanwhile, HDB is pumping thousands of BTO units to relieve pressure from the private market. How will all this play out in the foreseeable future? When you buy at a high price, you're counting on the next buyer paying even more for it. But what happens if that pool of buyers start to shrink? We're already seeing signs. Investors in CBD, Orchard Road, and part of CCR are selling at a loss. Today, you can easily get a Marina Bay condo for around 1,800 per square feet. So why bother to pay 3,000 per square feet for a brand new 99 years leasehold condo? Some may argue that rising wages support higher prices. Yes, but that's mainly for the top 10% of earners. Then what about the rest? The majority of working class are facing more outsourcing, more automation from AI, and more regional competition. Countries like Malaysia, Vietnam, Indonesia offer cheaper labor, lower business costs, and improved economic condition. Even the Malaysian ringgit has improved in recent months. These are telltale signs. So, the million-dollar question is, are our high property prices slowly eroding Singapore's competitive edge? Are we losing the plot? And how will it impact property price going forward? Here, we haven't even account for the RTS that is going to commence end 2027. I'm very sure ringgit could touch 1:3. Young Singaporeans are finding it harder to secure stable job today. This is widely reported in the press to Parliament. Then what about middle-aged PMETs? Do Grab or drive taxi in their 40s? Here, you can be earning a five-figure salary every month. You can be servicing a $2 million mortgage comfortably. But once that income stops, everything changes almost immediately. And here's the worst part. You may not even be able to sell. SSD locked you in for 4 years. After selling, you might not be eligible for HDB flat immediately if policy remains as it is. If prices drop, you may even need to top up the loss in cash. So what will you do next? There are surely consequences. People get stuck, families suffer. We have seen more of such cases almost weekly, and the emotional toll is something I don't even want to go into. I know this video wouldn't be popular. Some may even hit the thumbs down button to hurt my algorithm. But before you commit to a major purchase, always ask yourself this. What is the worst case scenario? Do you have the saving, the financial buffer, and the long-term stability to hold down to a property even during a downturn? For me, I'm choosing to be extra cautious. My car COE is going to expire in January next year. I swear, I can easily upgrade to a newer car model anytime. But I choose not to. Well, a car is always a liability to me. I'd rather keep my ammunition ready for opportunity after the storm. Asset first, liability later. And never forget, the best deal always appear when everyone is fearful.